bush form or mm-hmm. running or just bush form?
Just bush.
I see. What does it look like? It blooms, you say?
Yes, it has blooms and sort of a, seem like a whitish pink bloom, I think is what they have. And they can be beautiful when they have walls of blooms on them. They have leaves that may grow up to nearly as big as my thumb. I believe a dark green and real slick and hard like, thick like leaves, with round edges. They might be egg-shaped leaves, sort of, I guess, something similar in a way.
Well, I didn't. My plant knowledge is almost as bad as my farm knowledge, I'm afraid.
But you see a lot of Mount Laurel in the mountains, in North Georgia, as well as Smokies.
The kind of tree that you tend to associate with the South that has large white blooms and very slick, sort of long leaves is a what?
Magnolia.
And a kind of flower that you find in the South, and I've seen some of it in the mountains too, but here you tend to buy the bushes, and they're very fragrant, pretty flowers, and they have a kind of a long name. Does this mean anything to you?
I don't know what it could be.
Maybe am I defining a rhododendron?
Oh, yeah, I guess so. But I don't know that from Mountain Laurel.
Is that the same
thing I was thinking?
I don't know. Are they?
I think it's the same thing. I may be wrong. Don't accept that as being true, but it might be some difference.
You tend to think of it, though, mm-hmm. as being mm-hmm. the same thing. If you were going to go somewhere, but you thought maybe you ought to check with your spouse first, you might say, well, I think I can go, but I must ask my
wife.
And if you were a woman, you'd say, I must ask my
husband.
Are there other names for husband and wife that you think of? Any affectionate way of saying it, or?
Well, if I'm in a good mood and referring to my wife, I'd say my better half. Sometimes I've had half said my other half.
Oh, you're in a bad mood? Do you have any other nicknames for the word wife, though? Any other ways you use it?
Well, I have in the past, but I don't remember what right now. Don't remember what.
What about the word husband? Maybe does your wife have anything she uses to refer to instead of using the word husband?
Well, I don't know, because she seldom ever says that in my presence.
A woman whose husband has died is a...
widow.
Your male parent is your...
father.
What did you call your father as a child?
Papa.
Did you? Did you have any special affectionate term for him?
It's always Papa, but my dad died when I was 9 years old. I don't remember a whole lot about him.
Oh, I see. Your female parent is your...
Mama.
And that's what you call your mother? Mm-hmm. And did you have any other affectionate terms for her?
Well, only Mom. Now, when I was away in school and also military service, I'd write home, Dear Mom. Mm-hmm. Other than that, it was Mama.
I see. Your father and mother together are your...
parents.
For example, your father's father would be your what?
Grandfather.
Did you know your grandparents at all?
One, my father's father. My mother's mother and father died before she was even born. Will you excuse me? Get on some things.
Looks like they're doing a good job upstairs on it. The backdrop.
Yes, just to be JCs, not painters.
Oh, really? Is that
no? If they've ever painted anything before or not. I have an artist, a Florida County School artist. I took a pencil, just ordered a pencil and marked it all for them. And they...
Well, they've done a good job on it. I was very impressed. Mm-hmm. I looked at it when I was looking around.
There will be a flag of the U.S., a large flag will unfurl in front of that scene.
Oh, really?
One time during the show.